I have a personality and a body named Liana. That's weird. Okay, we can restart. Today is Friday, September 20th, 2019, and you're listening to Uni News, UNF Spinnaker's podcast about the top news stories of the week, each week, every Friday at 3 p.m. I'm editor-in-chief Liana Norman. Today I'm here with Spinnaker's news editor, Courtney Green. Tell me about your top story of the week, Courtney.
My top story of the week was U.S. Ambassador to Panama, Barbara Stevenson, spoke at UNF on the topic of Latin Americans, their love-hate relationship with the U.S.
Is it a part of a larger series, or did UNF just invite her out of nowhere to come speak? How did this come about?
Her talk was part of the Distinguished Leaders lecture series that they do at the Adam W. Herbert University Center here at UNF.
She talked about Latin Americans and their love-hate relationship with the U.S. And when you say Latin Americans, do you mean Latin Americans that live in the United States or Latin Americans abroad?
Latin Americans in Latin America. The talk was mostly centered on our relationship with our southern neighbors.
Okay. Did she touch on immigration at all? I know it's a really, really, really touchy subject, but did she even explore that?
Very briefly, she brought it up in relation to her talk, but otherwise, it was only broached in questions that the public asked her after the talk.
Okay. And did she address any misconceptions or nuances?
She talked a lot about how Panama, which she was the U.S. ambassador to, is this whole different beast, and it's a really positive story. It's like a light in the world when we talk about immigration, and there's this misconception that Latin America and South America is criminal wasteland, and it's not at all, obviously. Panama is very much like the United States.
Did she have any goals of this speech, or is it just observations and a chat?
So it seemed to be a lot of observations and a chat, but she also brought in her background as ambassador and talked a lot about how Panama is this kind of model of paternalism to partnership. That was the big point, that like if we could be partners with our southern neighbors rather than paternalize them, talk down on them, treat them than lesser than us. If we see them as partners, the Western Hemisphere as a whole is this incredible reserve for resources, and to be partners would be so much more advantageous for all of us, not just for the U.S., for them as well. And she said that Panama is a small country, but its trajectory is a microcosm of the broader transformation that is taking place in our hemisphere. She identified Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs, Tom Shannon, as the one who encouraged the move from paternalism to partnership. The concept, she said, worked powerfully in helping move the relationship toward the love end of the relationship. It's a whole lot easier for our Latin American neighbors to love us when they don't feel like they're being treated disrespectfully and dismissively, she said.
And what are some of the other people that we could expect to see in the Distinguished Voices series?
So I know they're going to be bringing in David Sanger of the New York Times in the future. They're going to have Admiral Starvis in the future. And also next year they're planning on bringing in Madeleine Albright.
That was Courtney Green. She's our news editor. Stay tuned after this short break because I'll be talking with Drew McDonald, our sports editor, about the latest in volleyball.
Spinnaker Radio is holding auditions for anyone interested in commentating play-by-play basketball games this season for UNF. If you've ever thought you'd be good at commentating or just want to give it a shot, email us for more information at content@unfspinnaker.com, and maybe you can be the new voice of the UNF Ospreys.
I'm here with Drew McDonald. He's our sports editor. Drew, tell me about your top story of the week.
Liana, the best team right now at UNF is volleyball.
Volleyball!
And I'll tell you why. So Cacavallo, one of our reporters, covered the game for Spinnaker. So after winning the fifth set 15-9, that basically led to UNF winning the match against Georgia Southern. But within that match, though, we lost the second set, we lost the fourth set, but came back in the fifth set to win the match.
So we lost two sets and still won the match?
Yep, we came back. It's actually like a redemption story. Because last Saturday, the same thing happened. Went to the fifth set, but we lost.
Oh.
So you come back Tuesday with a new mindset, a new vibe check,
A new vibe check. Volleyball came back with a vengeance this week.
Basically, from that win you had, Taryn Griffey, one of our best girls, also featured on the magazine from last summer. She had 19 kills. And now we have one girl who's fourth in the nation in assists from all college volleyball.
Fourth in the nation for assists. And I'm sure that means something big for UNF, but does that mean that any other schools might be looking at her, or is she just locked in at UNF?
Well, she's only a freshman too, which is the scary part. She's that good and she just got here. So having her there and making an immediate impact, she also had the team now leads the nation to assist for the whole entire team. So that's good. Gabby O'Connell, one of our outside hitters, is now 14th in the nation in kills. So we're lining up the charts from the nation stats. We're killing it. That's pun intended. I'm really excited about the volleyball season. And there was a really great article by Kat Cavallo about this match. Right now, they're in a tournament in Mississippi. But overall, it's really good. A good look for volleyball this season.
Great. Thank you, Drew.
No problem.
We'll be right back after this short break from our creative services department. When we come back, we'll be talking UFOs.
Hey everyone, I'm Sunshine, the Creative Services Director here at Spinnaker, with a quick announcement. Don't forget to pick up our first virtually interactive magazine, the yearbook issue, in blue boxes and Spinnaker stands on campus.
I'm here with Spinnaker's weather anchor, Miller Mott. Miller, tell me about your top story of the week.
So my top story is not weather related. The U.S. Navy just confirmed the legitimacy of 3 videos of UFOs, including one off the coast of Jacksonville in 2015. They were released in 2017 by the Stars Academy of Science and New York Times, even though they were not declassified. But the Navy just officially recognized that they are legitimate videos. They changed the terminology from a UFO. They call them UAPs, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, to destigmatize the UFO wacko stigma. The objects in these videos are crazy because they would normally, on an infrared video, which these are, you would normally see wings or like a plume, and the movement of these is crazy. The link will be on the article for the video, but the government is acknowledging there are unidentified flying objects flying around Jacksonville. And that same night that the video, the one taken off the coast of Jacksonville, was taken, two of the three, was taken off of Virginia Beach the same night. Don't know if they're tracking the same subject or object, or if it was something completely different.
And the third is from where and when?
The third is, Virginia Beach in Jacksonville was in 2015. The third one was taken off the coast of California in 2004. And that one is wild because the object is actually moving up and down in there. And at like crazy speeds again, and these are advanced weapon systems that are trying to track these objects and having incredibly hard times that tracking these things. And these are some of the most advanced weapon systems in the world, like multi-million dollar weapon systems.
So why did it take the government? It was 2015 when these videos were taken, 2017 when they were released. It's now 2019. And the Navy just decided 4 years after these videos were taken that we're now going to decide whether they're UFOs or not?
They're just deciding to acknowledge that the videos are real. So
okay,
maybe they're trying to distract us from the Area 51 raid. Who knows?
Right. Today is supposed to be the Area 51 raid. It is. TBD if that actually happens. Do we have a specific time on when that's supposed to happen?
I don't know. Expecting to see arrest records come out soon.
Yeah, there have been 2 guys arrested already for trying to storm Area 51.
Yeah.
I think that they were arrested because there were only 2 of them. They didn't wait until the day when everybody else is supposed to be there. So how are you? Of course you're going to get arrested if there's only 2 of you. Thank you, Miller.
Yeah, of course.
That was Miller Mott. He's our weather anchor, not talking about weather today. Tune in next Friday at 3 p.m. for another episode of Uni News. To read all the top stories of the week, go to unfspinnaker.com. Special thanks to our editors Courtney Green and Drew McDonald, our weather anchor Miller Mott, and our audio engineer Madison Roberts. I'm Liana Norman with Spinnaker News. Have a great weekend, everyone, and please stay safe if you plan on storming Area 51.